Chapter 29, Jacob's Ladder. From Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 and 13. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. The ladder Jacob saw in his dream was our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that this is true and proper interpretation of this text, because our Lord himself gave this interpretation of it in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 51. When the Lord God revealed his Son to Jacob, he revealed him as a ladder. What an instructive and helpful representation that is of our Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is made a ladder for us by God. We all know what a ladder is and how it is used. When you need to get from a low place to a high place, or you need to move something from a high place to a low place, you need a ladder to do it. Nothing will serve your purpose so well as a ladder. Everyone knows how to use a ladder. In spiritual things, Christ is a ladder. Blessed are those who learn to use him as a ladder. Take careful note of what the Book of God says about Christ our ladder in Genesis chapter 28. I mention again the 3 points made in the previous chapter. First, this ladder stood upon the earth, but the top reached into heaven. So, Christ, the Son of God, who is the Most High God, never ceased to be God, even though he stood upon the earth as a man. He never left the bosom of the Father. Second, the angels of God went up and down on the ladder which Jacob saw, so we are able to ascend to God in heaven only by the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is by and through Christ that God comes down to us. God Almighty meets with, deals with, and blesses sinners only in Christ. And third, the Lord God stood above the ladder and made all his promises of grace to Jacob. This shows us that all the promises of God's grace come to sinners through Christ. All spiritual blessings, all the promises of eternal life, all the glory of heaven are in Christ. All things come to chosen sinners through Christ, the mediator, our ladder. What kind of ladder is the Lord Jesus Christ? There are many kinds of ladders for many different uses: step ladders, long ladders, extension ladders, strong ladders, and shaky ladders. But Christ is in all respects an extraordinary ladder. There is none other like him. Philip Henry gave the following sixfold description of Christ as a ladder. Number one, he is a living ladder. As he is called a new and living way, so he is a new and living ladder. Other ladders are dead things, but this ladder lives. It is true, he once died, but he is alive again and lives forevermore. Because he lives, all who are in him live also. Number two, he is a long ladder. Here is a ladder that reaches from earth to heaven. Jacob saw the foot of it upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. This represents the two natures of our Redeemer. He is both God and man in one glorious person, as fully God as though he were not man, and as fully man as though he were not God. As a man, he was set upon the earth. As God, he was always in heaven, the eternally begotten Son of God, infinite, eternal, incomprehensible, and unchangeable. The union of these two natures, God and man, in one person, is the mystery of all mysteries. That the glory of Christ's Godhead did not destroy the weakness of his manhood, nor the weakness of his manhood destroy the glory of his Godhead, is incomprehensibly mysterious. The incarnation of Christ is like the bush Moses saw, burning with the glory of God, but not consumed with the fire. Why was the foot of the ladder upon the earth? Why was it necessary for the Son of God, our Redeemer, to become a man? If Christ was to redeem us, we had to have a body in which to bear our sins, to suffer and die as our substitute. He had that. He had to have a body and nature like ours. He had to be a man to redeem man, because it was man who sinned. Because man sinned, man must suffer for sin. For this reason, God the Holy Spirit prepared a body in the womb of the Virgin for God the Son. Why was it necessary that the top of the ladder reached into heaven? Why must our Savior be God as well as man? It is the fact that He is God which gives infinite merit, virtue, and efficacy to the sufferings of His manhood. Someone said, Christ is both God and man because God could not suffer and man could not satisfy. But the God-man both suffered the wrath of God and satisfied the justice of God when he bled and died as the sinner's substitute upon the cursed tree. Moreover, it was Christ being God that supported and sustained his manhood in all his sufferings. Manhood could never have borne the agony of Gethsemane and the torments of Calvary, had it not been that the man who suffered was also the eternal God. In addition to these things, it was necessary that our mediator be both God and man, so that he might bring God and man together. He must be God so that he can deal with God, which man, as man, is not fit to do. He must be man that he might deal with man, which God in His holiness cannot do without consuming the sinful creature. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. This is the meaning of our Savior's incarnation. Emmanuel is God with us, God in our nature. Were He not both God and man, He could not be Jesus our Savior. Number 3, He is a lasting ladder. Other ladders wear out with use, but here is a ladder which lasts forever. Christ Himself is immutable, the immutable God. The righteousness He brought in by His obedience to God as our representative and covenant surety is everlasting righteousness. The redemption He accomplished by His sin-atoning death at Calvary as our substitute is eternal redemption. From the beginning of time, sinners have made use of this ladder. It has never failed anyone who used it, and it never will. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, and the salvation He gives is eternal salvation. Number 4, He is a free ladder. He is open to all who come to Him, and whosoever will may come to this ladder and make use of it. The promise of the gospel is proclaimed in broad general terms. Christ is the fountain opened, not the fountain shut. He is the door opened, not the door closed. If you do not exclude yourself by unbelief, God has not excluded you. Predestination does not shut sinners out of heaven. Predestination threw open the door for sinners and built a ladder for sinners, by which men and women who would never have been able to come to God, may now come to Him. The door is Christ. The ladder is Christ. Number 5, He is a firm ladder. Strong and steady, Jacob's ladder has been seen standing upon the earth, unshaken, unmoved, immovable. That is a good picture of our great Savior. Christ Jesus is God Almighty to save. He is that God who saves His people from their sins. He saves all His people from all their sins completely. He saves from the guilt of sin, the dominion, the penalty, the consequence of sin, and ultimately from the very being of sin. Number 6, Christ is a fitted ladder. He is a Savior suited to every purpose for which He is intended and for every need His people have. Christ is the only ladder there is which reaches from earth to heaven. There's no other way to God. Some vainly imagine that there are many ladders, many mediators, many ways to God. There are others who believe in a free will, and those who worship the will convince themselves that they need no ladder. Still, others think that they can earn their salvation. Like Nimrod, they foolishly imagine that they can build the ladder for themselves. And God declares, Christ is the ladder. How are we to use Christ as a ladder? Christ is a ladder suited to every purpose for which He is intended. Let us ever use Him as such. All the blessings of God descend from heaven to poor, needy sinners upon Christ the ladder. It is written, God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All grace comes, all pardon, all providence, and all the answers to our prayer come down this ladder. It is by Christ the ladder, only by Christ the ladder, that believing sinners ascend to heaven and find acceptance with the Holy Lord God. The distance between earth and heaven is infinite, and it is an uphill climb. How can we possibly get there? Behold, a ladder! How am I to climb such a ladder? It can only be climbed by faith. Faith is the hand by which we take hold of the ladder, and the foot by which we climb. Reach hither thy hand and climb. The only way we can come to God is by Christ. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. We cannot come to God's kingdom, His presence, or His glory, except by Christ. His blood purchased salvation for His elect and obtained it. His Spirit makes chosen, redeemed sinners fit for glory in sanctification, and His intercession brings us there at last. The only way any of our performances can ascend to God is upon Christ the ladder. God bathes our prayers, our praise, and our works in the blood of Christ, and accepts both us and what we do for Him for Christ's sake. Why did Jacob see the angels of God ascending and descending upon him? The angels of God are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. The purpose of this vision was to comfort Jacob and all God's elect, the sons of Jacob, in the face of danger. The angels of God ascend to heaven by Christ to get fresh orders from Him, to give account of what they have done, and to carry the departed souls of God's saints into Abraham's bosom. Those angels descend upon Christ the ladder, too, to surround and protect, to provide for and preserve, and watch over God's Jacob's and bring them safely home. What are the rungs of the ladder? There are two ways to count the rungs of a ladder, from the top down or from the bottom up. First, we must count the rungs of the ladder from the top down, as we think of Christ coming down to us. The rungs of the ladder are our Lord's covenant engagements from eternity, the prophecies, the promises, types, and pictures of the Old Testament, His incarnation, His obedience in life, and His sin-atoning death. Then, we must count the rungs of the ladder from the bottom up, as we find them in experience. First, we are given faith in Christ. Believing on Him, we know that we are born of God and have been effectually called by His Spirit. We make our calling and election sure by believing on the Son of God. All who are born again and have faith in Christ have been called. All who have been called have been redeemed and justified by the blood of Christ. And these will be glorified by His grace, according to the purpose of God. It is no fanaticism to carry the type a little further. Every ladder has two side pieces to which the rounds are connected, giving it strength and stability. So does this one. On one side, there is God's eternal purpose of grace. On the other side, there is God's immutable, preserving grace. Why is the word behold used in connection with this ladder? It is common in both the Old and the New Testament when Christ is spoken of to use the word behold. This word behold indicates what we are responsible to do. We are to admire and wonder as we think of Him whose very name is wonderful. Behold the ladder and bless God for it. To behold Christ is to believe Him. That's what we must do. We must believe on the Son of God. As the Israelites, bitten by the fiery serpents, were instructed to look to the serpent of brass held up upon the pole, so are we commanded to look to Christ crucified. Life begins with looking to Christ. We persevere in life by looking to Him. Our spiritual, eternal life will be consummated in looking upon the Son of God. Blessed, blessed day it will be when we see Him face to face. Here are four special times when we are to behold Christ our ladder. 1. When we attempt to do anything for God, behold the ladder. Christ is our strength, our guide, and our acceptance. 2. When we have done anything against our God, let us still behold the ladder. When guilt stares us in the face, when we need pardon, cleansing, and reviving, let us ever look to Christ. Behold, a ladder! 3. When distress, trouble, and danger are before us, behold the ladder. When the Esaus of the world surround us and we have no earthly comfort, when we need peace for our hearts and a pillow for our aching heads, let us lie down upon God's promises, look up to heaven, and behold, a ladder. See the angels ascending and descending. 4. When death is near, when the cold sweat of death is on our brows and the rattle is in our throats, behold, a ladder.